This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Gohltz. It's important to understand what Paul's focus is in the book of Romans, chapters 14 and 15. He is not here primarily concerned with doctrine. He is talking about how to cultivate and maintain relational health in the fellowship of believers, the church. The first 11 chapters of Romans were primarily doctrinal. Concerning what Paul taught in those chapters, there is no room for compromise. Even in chapters 12 and 13, his teaching, though general, is normative. As he begins chapter 14, he makes it clear he is talking about disputable matters. What you eat or don't eat is personal and disputable, not normative. You make your choices as unto God. Even if you differ with your brother on these disputable matters, you should accept each other in love, not judge each other. What you need to focus on is not hurting or destroying your fellow believers by insisting that you are right. This suggests that we are vulnerable and can be disillusioned and distressed by others' actions. We are called to encourage each other and find ways to build each other up. Demanding conformity in disputable matters is controlling and manipulative, and could even be abusive. We should be committed to promoting peace between fellow believers. And in our encouragement, we should always be concerned about edifying each other. God created us with the capacity to grow and mature, but we also were created in such a way that we feel the pain, rejection, and criticism of others. May God help us to grow together in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.